Julie Byrne with Natural Blue, coming off the album Not Even Happiness. We are lucky enough to have Julie in studio right now. She's been absolutely everywhere. Originally from Buffalo in New York, and since the age of 18, she's lived in the likes of Pittsburgh, Chicago, Seattle, New Orleans, and heaps more before making her way back to New York. It's a nomadic existence reflected in her second album, as I mentioned, Not Even Happiness, and it was released early last year. Now, however, she can add Australia to the long list of places she's been. Here for the first time on tour, playing tonight in Sydney as part of Sydney Festival and moving on to Melbourne tomorrow. As I said, we are lucky enough to get her in studio this morning. Julie, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So, Not Even Happiness, the album you released last year, it's got a lot to do with your own earlier life, moving around the country and then settling back in New York. It's a lot to get into just one record. Would you mind explaining how you went about such a task?
Well, the record was written over the span of 4 years, and so and the songs were written very slowly, so I think it was just sort of a natural archiving of that that process of traveling.
Mm-hmm. And so this is your first time in Australia, correct?
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, we just arrived yesterday at 9 a.m.
Super excited to have you. I mean, obviously, you've only been here for, what, a bit over 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But we were talking off mic before. You said you've done all the touristy stuff. How are you finding it so far?
Oh, it's lovely. As you mentioned, I come from Buffalo, New York, which is one of the snowiest climates in America. So to skip the winter and fly straight into an Australian summer has been a blissful dream. Yeah, it's been great.
Hot and sticky today, just for you.
I'm ready, yeah.
So from an outsider's point of view, I guess, America at the moment, it really is looking a bit like a nation of pretty severe division at the moment. I mean, you know, we get sort of all the American news here in Australia as well. We'll get the highlights, and it seems like there's just so much going on at the moment with the cultural divides. Is there a temptation as an artist to try and, I guess, nail down what it means to be an American at times like this?
Well, America is such a vast and diverse country that I don't think that, you know, it would be possible for, you know, to say what it is to be an American, because the experience differs so greatly. But I mean, I think that, you know, being an artist, it's important to use whatever, I mean, or anyone, it's important to use whatever platform you have to kind of, you know, support yeah, to kind of support all of the movements that are, you know, gaining ever more dialogue and steam in the States. Yeah.
And I guess, you know, keeping on, I guess, with the topic of the States, last I heard you were working for the Parks Department in New York. I suppose, you know, it is shutting down at the moment with the government shut down. How is that, I guess, affecting, or, you know, do you think that will affect anything that you do in the future?
Well, I was working as a seasonal ranger in Central Park in Inwood Hill, and so I was only there for a few months, and it would be difficult for me to speak to the future, but I can say that those programs that I was involved with and I was assisting with felt so critical. And it was, you know, programs that were mostly for the New York City summer camps, and so and a lot of free programs for the public where you could you know, where it would give New Yorkers the opportunity to really explore the green spaces that were still available, are still available to all of us there. And so I would hope that that can remain protected and preserved, but I'm not sure the state of things.
Yeah, because I was going to say the sort of like greenery and natural influences, it was a big part of writing the album for you, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, not so much in New York City, but just being able to sort of commune with the natural world elsewhere, and then really longing for that relationship when I did move to New York and trying to find a way to sort of sustain that.
And so tonight's performance, you are performing here in Sydney tonight with Mount Erie, has been described, I saw, as two US singer-songwriters that find heartbreaking beauty in unlikely, often contradictory places. Do you think that's a fair comparison?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's an honor to even be associated with Phil Elverum in any way. I'm such a huge fan of his work, and I think that the albums probably, you know, come from radically different places. It would be difficult to compare them in that way, but I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to see him perform tonight.
And just before I do let you go, I know you did mention that I suppose it's hard to take a look into the crystal ball and see what the future may bring, but do you have any plans on what you might be working on next?
As I said, writing has been such a slow process for me, and it just kind of comes when it comes, so it's difficult to anticipate, but I certainly, you know, I certainly hope so.
Well, Julie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
That was singer-songwriter Julie Byrne. She's playing the Sydney City Recital Hall tonight, Tuesday, January 23rd, along with Mount Erie as part of Sydney Festival. Do get involved. It's going to be absolutely brilliant.